prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war. Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 November 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We got a special guest tonight. He was on, a year or so ago with a topic he was working with entitled SavingGodsChildren.com, but we're going to discuss something tonight a little bit different. We're going to discuss, talk about refiner's fire. And what we're going to discuss is, can we pray for the churches of Christ to be refined, purified, and lit again with the Holy Spirit? But we're going to talk about just a minute. Before we go there, though, I have a prayer request, please, tonight. As I mentioned on the radio broadcast a couple times already, I've been doing, I guess you call it electrical shock stimulus treatments in my feet. Be causing neuropathy in my feet caused from diabetes, which was caused by Agent Orange killing my pancreas many years ago. And the gentleman that does it is a diabetic foot specialist, very knowledgeable on things like this. But I was told that we had an appointment tomorrow to see him, and his secretary called me and said, don't come. Kirk is in the hospital. His name is Kirk McCown. Kirk McCown is in the hospital. He had a heart attack some years ago. He said he was exhibiting stroke symptoms. They put him in the hospital here locally. Then they moved him somewhere else. I don't know all the details yet. But Kirk is a decent guy, and his wife Lori are decent people. Would you keep Kirk McCown and his wife Lori and the family in prayers, please? His name is Kirk, K-I-R-K. Your prayer warriors, please keep that in mind. And I promise you, as soon as I hear something, I'll keep you updated, okay? But please keep Kirk in prayers. And don't forget, folks, our phone lines open every day from 9 to 4 Eastern. Now, there may be times nobody answers, but Faith will call you back, and she would be glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about, place an order, maybe a prayer request, or if you need me to call you sometime in between on the weeks besides Thursday. You know, Thursday, I'm in office all day from 9 to 4 Eastern. But if you want us to call back anytime during the week, if you call, tell Faith, she'll find me somewhere. And I'll get back with you as soon as I possibly can. That's a promise. Please don't ever think you can't call me. Maybe for prayer, counseling, perhaps, if I can help in some way, or just to encourage you. Encouragement's an important thing. We're to exhort one another in the last days. That's what we're here for. Lift each other up. So if you need to talk to me, please feel free to call. If you don't have long distance, you can call toll free at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Or if you do have long distance, you save us some money if you call our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Please feel free to call. you want to talk to me or place an order or help us out with donation, it'd be fine. But please know that I'm available if you need me. I'll do what I can and get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So please feel free to call anytime. And I sincerely do mean that. Now, without any further ado, we're going to get to our guest tonight. We're going to talk to Craig Mickle. Craig has had his own program a year or so ago discussing an issue he was involved with back then. He's got a calling of God right now to do something a little bit different. Something I think that's very important. If I didn't, I wouldn't have him on the program. I think it's very important that we turn and petition the only one that can help us. That's not the U.S. government. That's not President Trump. That's not the U.N. It is God Almighty, Jehovah God. That's who it is. Through his son, Jesus Christ, we can petition him, walk into the Holy of Holies because of the blood of Christ shed on the cross and is put on the altar. We can walk in and walk in the presence of Almighty God anywhere we want to, in our homes, in church, in the woods, beside a stump, wherever we may be. We've been given that privilege and that honor to enter into the presence of a holy God through the blood of Christ and by his grace and mercy. So tonight Craig's going to talk about doing that. He'll explain the whole program and what he sees we may need to do. You say, well, preacher, that kind of stuff's not going to help. Okay, you tell me what. Tell me this. What's going to help? Are we going to vote him out? Are we going to vote our way back to God of this? No, folks, it's not going to happen. Trump's been proven to be a liar so many times, unbelievable, and it's getting worse every day. And I don't mind telling you that. It's getting worse every day. We might learn a lot of things about him and Epstein in the very near future that I'm convinced he's already part of. Nonetheless, we're not going to give that to us. Not where we're going tonight. We're going to ask everybody out there tonight listening, around the world, not just here, around the world, to get involved in this prayer request that we're going to bring before God. And Craig, are you there?
Yes, sir. I sure am, Butch.
It's good to have you, sir. And I do mean that. And thanks for joining us tonight, because when I read what you're trying to do with the refiner's fire, I looked at it and I thought, well, I wonder if this is for real. And then, of course, I knew a little bit about you, and I got to read and look at your website, refinersfire2025.com. Folks, that's refinersfire2025.com. And saw that what you were doing is actually above board and real. You're actually out there involved, and you're trying to make a difference by doing something most of us don't think about, and that's going before God and the throne of God, asking for direction on how to get his church back online again. That's phenomenal. Thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, I'm just being obedient to the call. You know, a little bit about myself is I'm 65 years old, and I live out here in Western Maryland in proximity of the Appalachian Mountains. And I spent 30 years as a career firefighter in Montgomery County Fire Rescue Services. Married my wife's Pam. I have two adult children. One of my youngest child, by the way, she was a full-term baby, took her home normal as can be, and then she starts projectile vomiting. Well, took her to the hospital and air flighted her to Baltimore. That led me on about two decades of probably over 50 surgeries by Dr. Ben Carson, that famous neurosurgeon, Christian Mann. And wow. That was my refiner's fire, which I, you know, for every two steps I took forward, you go one step back. You know, we were incrementally making things, but I know that God was refining me. I think he was just testing me like Job. Are you going to curse me? And of course, we didn't do that because what else could we do? You know, and ironically, last week we went to a fundraiser for Maryland Family Institute, which is actually doing good work here in Maryland to protect family values and speak to Maryland is a very liberal state. And we were able to see him at this fundraiser after, he retired in 2013. So, you know, God's had his hand in my life. When I retired in 2013, I really started to read the Bible for myself, not that I hadn't before. I kind of hold myself responsible that I didn't do it earlier. A lot of excuses. But
there are excuses. We're all guilty of that. I mean, we're told to study the Word of God to show ourselves approved. A workman. Now, a workman, folks, that's a key word. A workman. Not somebody sitting on the sideline. that can rightly divide the word of truth. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. By the way, what was wrong with your daughter?
She had a cerebral bleed. She ended up having a blood clotting disorder that they didn't understand at the time. And I later got that in 2016, where I got a pulmonary embolism, and we have both this unusual blood clotting disorder. But it's very easily managed. You just have to make sure you do it right. But she had many, many surgeries, including cranial expansions and all just horrendous things, you know. But the great thing is I remember my pastor at the same time said, Romans 8:28 says everything works out good for those who love the Lord. Not everything is good, you know. But she's 35. At the age of 30, I was able to get her a driver's license, and so she's a high functioning special needs, and she's a blessing in our lives and an inspiration to a lot of people. And people have known our family for the last 35 years up here in Western Maryland. So,
amen, amen. All right, well, praise God for that. Now, what you started is a big undertaking, and I admire you for it. Before we go there, though, tell us, you were on a year or so ago with Saving God's Children. What was that all about?
Well, it kind of ties into, after I did retire, I got into prison ministry, teaching in that, and I just felt a calling on the Lord, and I really studied and listened to great people and men, and I heard these stories of Henry Groover and prayer walking, and I thought, wow, man, what a man of God. And, got with Coach Dave from Pastor Salt Ministries, and we went to the Georgia Guidestones, and we started prayer walking the Masonic D.C. Boundary Stones in 2020 and all this stuff. And I started being around real men that believe what they say and say what they believe and have the faith that God's going to, show up and do something, and we're by just proclaiming his word. And so, in 2020, I wrote a prayer. Another prayer is called A Call Unto the People, and it was based on a proclamation that Abraham Lincoln had made during the first year of the Civil War in 1861, and it asked the nation to have a day of humiliation, prayer, fasting, and repentance. Well, I remember reading that, back in 2021, I was like, man, we could use one of those proclamations in our nation. And of course, Biden was president at the time, but I mean, when's the last time you've ever had a proclamation like that from a current president, Republican or Democrat, that tells you to take that? And that led me to write a prayer in the middle of the night, similar to this thing from Refiner's Fire. I couldn't sleep, and I just went to my computer. I wrote the prayer of why we need to repent for the last 70 years, which we were kind of talking about earlier, kind of like right. Things have gone south during our generation. Yet we've been equipped with the most things to do it, and I just felt really bad, and I think repentance has to be the forefront of what's going to bring anything about in this nation.
Without repentance, there's no hope for anybody or anything. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And so we came up with six things. I mean, I'll just go over them real quick. The first one was abortion, shedding of innocent blood, homosexual sin, which runs rampant in the country. Sexual immorality, pornography, lewdness, lascivious behavior, especially on our youth, the breakup of the natural family, rampant divorce, Supreme Court redefining marriage, failure of God's church leaders and its people to defend biblical truth in the public domain, and number six was injustice, human trafficking, gluttony, and lack of empathy. Anyways, we had done that earlier in 2022, and then the Sound of Freedom comes out in 2023, and I got to thinking, I was like, because there was 40 of us, Coach Dave was there, and we were at the Peace Monument at the Gettysburg Battlefield, praying over our nation. And it kind of hit me, it's like, we kind of prayed for human trafficking, and all of a sudden this movie about Sound of Freedom and human trafficking, and, it was very well received. And God just had a call on my heart. He said, create a platform for the church to get involved. Now, not every church is going to get involved. Very few do, actually. But if for ones that do, I wanted them to have a website so they didn't have to go out and find all the information and collect it and show what they need to learn and how they can protect their own children in their own church. So that's called SavingGodsChildren.com. So that's kind of how we got an interview last year with you. And I have that out there, and you can go to that website. And I have a church toolbox, and I got a parents toolbox. And everything's lined up right underneath that you need, one place. Easy, easy peasy.
Well, there's so much to be done. And Craig, I don't need to tell you that. I mean, the harvest is plenteous and labors are few. And we know that. That's scriptural. Christ said that was going to happen. It's happening for sure. We live in a time where evil abounds because the church has ceased being salt and light as a whole, not all of them, as a whole. They no longer have, they no longer seem to either not know what they need to do, or God forbid, they don't care what they need to do. They were just sitting back, and I've heard the statement said, well, if we don't do anything, the rapture will come quicker. I mean, that's how absurd sometimes people that call themselves Christians think. And I'm not necessarily casting stones, but I just wonder, where do they get their reasoning from? Are we just here to bide our time and wait for the Lord to come and get us and take us out? Are we here to go to war for righteousness' sake? And as Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew says, to preach his kingdom all over the world, to disciple nations, teach him his commandments. Are we here just to wait? Are we here to go to war, brother? And that's our theme song, This Is War, is that exactly what we're here for. But the churches don't seem to understand that. They just have kind of went to the wayside, I guess, just biding their time, like I said, going to church two or three times a week and singing their hymns and playing church. That's something I can say. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I think what's happened is, you know, Satan has definitely entered into the church. You know, we're the sleepy church, right? I mean, we're kind of like, you know, Jesus was out in the Garden of Gethsemane, and if you look back, everybody's asleep, right? And I think that's kind of where we're at. That's speaking about the collective. Yeah, there are churches, you know, few, very few, you know, that are awake and really walking out and the authority that we have. And that's, I think that's the sad thing. But how I ended up kind of doing Refiner's Fire, I really wasn't looking for anything to get involved in, Butch. I mean, I'm really active in saving God's children. It takes a lot of my time. I go to different churches. I was able to get into the Good News Club, the Child Evangelism up here in Washington County. We didn't have three counties. I got to talk to all the teachers this year before they started class. We're going to be, I think there's about 125 teachers I got to talk to. And in January, we're going to be sending home information on, they can talk a little bit about how to keep kids safe and the thing, but also to send information home and their parents. So I was really, you know, I'm busy doing Saving God's Children. And then the July this year, I had done some prayer walking over an area down in South Carolina because of something that I learned about Martin Malachi. But anyways, I was really praying against this area because I felt there was a strong darkness over it. And I thought, well, I was done with that. And the Lord just got me up in the morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I just got up and started reading my Bible. And I started reading the seven churches in Revelation. And I said, you know, and they're each one has an angel over it, so there's an authority structure. Each thing was doing something right, and each something was doing wrong. So there were seven churches. There wasn't one church. And I just started to really have a feeling that Christ was weeping over his church, you know, just like he is in those letters. Sure. And I thought, wow. I said, you know, that's an American church. You know, we're doing a couple things right, but we're missing the ball game. And I just went over and I just said, you know, what would be a prayer for the American church? And I wrote the Refiner's Fire around 3-4 o'clock in the morning in about 30 minutes. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. So I put it in my callingtothepeople.org website, which is about repentance. And then the Lord just said, started putting my mind the story of Abraham. He said, if you can find 10 righteous, and I'll spare the city. And I didn't. I said, wow, you know, that's really pretty profound, Lord. But the thing is, here's what we were talking earlier. I think we have been decreed judgment in our nation. I think it's coming. I think it's decreed. But, absolutely. You know, like if I was to go to court, a lot of times you go to court and they say, okay, you're guilty. Come back, you know, in 6 weeks and you get your sentencing. I think we're in this sentencing phase. I think the Lord has already decreed judgment against our nation. But what are we in the 6 weeks that a lot of times you go, you submit information on why you want leniency from the judge or whatever, you know, and he might take that in consideration. And I think that's what Refiner's Fire is. I think we are requesting that the Lord will find 10 righteous churches in a particular city, because I think we can pray over our own city. We don't have to travel all around the country and take authority over it, and ask that the Lord would bring a refining fire to 10 churches or to the city, and that these churches will be refined by the Holy Spirit for the days ahead. And so that's really what Refiner's Fire is about.
Well, and if we get the churches, if the church will step forward, repent before God, ask for direction and purification, the nation perhaps is not going to be turned around. I'm almost certain it isn't. But individuals can be. We can see homes reunited. We can see individuals truly born again and come to serve Christ. You know, I've been in this world a little bit longer than you have. And the ignorance of the Word of God in this nation, and I'm not talking about necessarily the fundamentals of morality, but the overall ignorance of the Word of God, what it means to be a Christian, how do you live in a nation, what the Bible says about how to live morally and with respect for the people, the ignorance is unbelievable. And the apathy of most people, not inside the church, but definitely outside the church, the apathy against the Word of God is really a tremendous. And the anger that can flare up when you mention the Word of God or what His commandments are, what He says about sin, makes people angry. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. If the churches will get involved in this, you know, like you heard those saying, just the heck with the torpedoes, let's go get them. You know, let's preach the gospel, stand for the truth, and whatever they fire at us, they'll fire at us, but we're not going to back down. If 10 churches in a community would do that, we could see a lot of things change in a local community. We could see souls come to Christ. We could see families reunited in Christ. Alcoholics give up the booze. Drug addicts give up the drugs. Sex addicts give up all the illicit sex. We could see things happen that we can only imagine. But, folks, what he's doing right now is so important. We, yes, you and I, not just Craig, all of us need to pay attention to what he's going to say, what we need to do, and he will provide you with a prayer to pray of the churches that you visit and go and walk around and claim for the glory of God. But go ahead, Craig. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm all for this. I think if nothing else, we can see souls come to Christ. So what the Bible says, that your soul is more important than the whole world. So we get to understand this is for real, is it not?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, we quote Ephesians 6, you know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Well, if I'm not fighting against the human being, who am I fighting against? We're fighting against the spirit realm. And we would be very ill-advised to think that Satan wouldn't be in the threshold of the church. Why wouldn't he want to be in there? Even if it's to make him sleepy, even if it's to give him a false doctrine, even if it's to put whatever in there. And the thing is, like you said, you know, this isn't going to flip 99% of the churches here, okay? But what we're looking for is a remnant. And God said in Isaiah 59, when a flood comes in, I'll raise a standard. I'm going to believe on that. And I'm going to believe that the Lord has always left a remnant. And the thing is, you know, like I said, I think it's decreed a judgment. But the question is, you know, he never told Abraham judgment wasn't coming to Sodom. He just said he'd spare the city. Okay, what's that mean? I don't know. But, you know, right now I know one thing. There ain't no Sodom and Gomorrah, all right? And where I live at, if that's my job, then I'm going to intercede over my city, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to bring down fire, of refining fire, and correct us and get us on the right path. You know, one of the things that we do is we ask people to consider leaving an anointed rock. And you say, well, why would you leave a rock? Well, okay, who's a rock of offense? And so, you know, Psalm 118, that's Jesus, right? The cornerstone. You know, he's the stumbling block to the Jews, you know. In Daniel, you know, what's the rock that takes out the statue? It was a rock made without human hands. Well, if it wasn't what made human hands, that's Christ, right? You know, Moses struck the rock and water comes out, living water. So, you know, and the rocks cry out. Remember when Jesus is going into Jerusalem. He says, you know, you quiet up these disciples of mine, and the rocks are going to speak. It's his creation, everything, the rocks, the land, the earth. And what we're trying to do is reclaim what the devil's taken, and we're going to try and start in a couple churches, and we're going to let the Holy Spirit do that and see what he does.
Amen. Well, you know, that is a huge request that God can fulfill, but we have to do it in sincerity. Folks, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes we all take approaching the throne casually. We'll just say, we'll say a prayer for you, and always say, Father, touch him. We'd say it, and maybe we do mean it, but we approach nonchalantly into the throne of grace. You don't do that. The high priest didn't walk into that nonchalantly. Believe me, his life's on the line. And Christ didn't approach it with his blood either, nonchalantly, before his Father. We need to enter these prayers before God Almighty in sincerity and ask him to please hear our prayers for his glory and for people that may come to know him through what we try to do here. But you go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, you're not interrupting, and please do, because it's a conversation, obviously. But and that's what I think is important. It's not that, hey, Craig Minkle wrote this prayer, everybody pray what Craig Minkle wrote. No, it's praying in one accord. And if you start really reading Acts, it says they were in one place. Okay, so there's a gathering place. And we all know the churches and the ecclesia. The ecclesia is the people that walk in the church. It's always the body of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit that lives inside us, right? And it's the assembly of those in the Holy Spirit. And then they were one accord. One of the things I kind of use as funny is I don't think they were one accord when it was dinner and everybody wanted Brussels sprouts for the vegetable, okay? We don't have to be in one accord about Brussels sprouts, but what we do need to be in one accord of what we're asking God. And just like, we're going to pray for you, Butch, I'm not going to just pray for your health. I'm going to pray for your neuropathy and your diabetes. I'm going to laser my prayer on what the issue is, right? Because that's what's going to really break in the spirit realm from what I've gleaned and understood and witnessed in my life. And so when we come into agreement, when you say a really strong prayer, in your church and everyone, and everybody goes amen, they're making a spiritual affirmation signature, I agree with you on what you just asked for. And that is powerful. And that's why I think having at least a prayer people can agree with is important, and that's why I created a website so that this prayer would be on there, and it would explain why we're doing this, how to do it. You can print the prayer right off from the website. You can carry it with you. And the thing is don't go and say, yeah, I'm going to go to all the LGBTQ churches, okay? Don't even make a list in your mind. Just ask the Holy Spirit to say, you know what? I think I need to go to that church and just pray for it. I don't know anything about it, or I do know something about it, whatever it is, because I want to take the flesh out of this, and I want it to be about where the spirit is. Can you imagine, Butch, just somebody randomly coming up, parking at your church, and just say, hey, God just told me to come in here and pray blessings and, for refinement of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit lands on your property and people of God come in here and stuff. That's a good prayer, and I'm going to read this prayer here in a minute, and you can tell in your spirit if you think this is something the Lord would agree with.
Okay, folks, hang on through the break. A lot more to talk about. We'll read the prayer to you in a minute, and I want you to call and ask a question, but if you'll join us in this, in your community, please, if you only have five churches, do five churches. And the phone number is open, 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, that song is so apropos for today. This is war. And we're going to ask you tonight to step out in faith, pick up your sword, your shield, put on the breastplate, put on your gospel shoes, put on the helmet, and step out into the war and the battlefield and go into the places where you know there are churches that maybe are somewhat serving God, maybe some that maybe aren't. But if they're in your community, we're going to tell you what to do. I say we. We're going to give you direction. We're not going to tell you what to do. That's between you and the Lord. We're going to offer suggestions and ideas in a way that may be able to help restore to the churches the glory and the power that was once theirs to their Savior, Jesus Christ. Just talking to Craig during the break there, and he's up in the D.C. area, and he, one of the first churches he went to was St. John's Church, where the president, and sometimes other, I'm sure the members of Congress, will go to church. He informed me that in that church, in the directory, there's a LGBTQ article. Is that true, Craig?
Well, it's an emblem. You know how you have your directory of when your hours are going to be in there.
Right.
And at the very bottom right corner is the little rainbow flag shield, right, letting you know that they're LGBTQ friendly. And back in the days of the BLM riots, they had big, you know, BLM in their yard and all that. Of course, that was the one, you know, that after George lost his life there, that they caught on fire. If you remember, there was a church right across from the White House, and that's it. Just, this is the church that the presidents have gone to for, probably 150 years, and it's usually the one that they go to when the president is inaugurated and they have service in the morning before the inauguration. That's the church that they go to.
Wow. My goodness, if it's him, he called on fire. And I mean that spiritually. Yeah, everybody's thinking, well, you tell him burn down the church. No, called on fire by the Holy Ghost. That is one of them for sure. That'd be amazing to see a president go to that church that revival is going on in. Repentance is being taught and salvation being taught. But anyway, you wrote a prayer. that people can read when they go into the church. And they, folks, you can pray your own prayer too. This is just a prayer they suggest maybe that you might want to use as an idea and outline of what you might want to say and ask the Lord to do. And I always appreciate people that when I'm doing something new, I don't understand exactly what I'm doing. It's always blessed to me have somebody there to hold my hand, so to speak. Give me some ideas. Now, folks, we get the phone call just a minute, I promise. 717-300-1698. Go ahead, if you would, Craig, and share with us that prayer.
Okay, so I wrote this early in the morning, just sat down on my computer, took me about 30 minutes to do it and correct it. It says, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he stated, no greater love is this than a man lay down his life for his friends. Lord, you lay down your life not only for mankind, but for your church, which represents your body, the ecclesia. Jesus, we come into the kingdom for a time such as this. Walk this land, and you name the church property that you're on that bears and represents your name. We ask for the refining fire of the Holy Spirit to fall on this land, its leadership, and its body of believers who attend here. We ask that your name be elevated as you sit at the right hand of the Father at this location. We ask that you would bless it, shake it, mold it, perfect it for the works of this church into the image of yourself, not as a retreating king, but as a conquering king. We ask that you embolden all pastors, elders, membership of this church to be bold as lions, warriors in the battle, pushing back against the works of Satan and his minions. That's James 4:7. Matthew 16:18 states, the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. You said, I will build my church. So, Lord, we stand here today with the anointed feet of the Holy Spirit, and you list the day's date, and you give the church's name, and you give the church's address and city. Speak life, right? Speak it out, right? Speak the word. As witnesses to your mighty word, praying in agreement with your spoken words referenced previously, which was basically saying the gates of hell is not going to prevail. Inviting and releasing the Holy Spirit to bring down refining fire of the Spirit on this property, persons, and souls to cleanse, refine, purify, fortify for the days ahead. As stated by your word in Matthew 16:18, build this church, Lord. Lead this church to overcome the unfruitful works of the devil and his minions at this location, the town it occupies until you, Lord Jesus, return. We ask that you would bring lost souls in proximity to this church who have not come to salvation into the kingdom of God at this location, because you will now have refined it by your Holy Spirit fire, and this church is operating as you intended it to be. The gates of hell will not prevail at this location anymore because you, Lord Jesus, are here in the midst. Through your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is proclaimed, decreed, and released today. Amen. And amen. So that's the prayer that I wrote that in the middle of the night.
Amen. And folks, you can find a copy of that prayer on his website. Tell the folks about the website really quickly and tell them how to get that prayer.
Okay, it's Refiner's Fire 2025. And if you go to it, I have tabs on the cross, and it talks about resources. And you can print the prayer off right there under the resources. It tells you about why we anoint things with oil. I list from Bible Hub and give you the link to Bible Hub, how, you know, the things in the temple were anointed with oil, kings were anointed with oil, you know, so it's items and people. And, you know, what do we do, Butch, when we got somebody sick in the church? We get a bunch of people, we put hands on, put oil on them, right? So all we're doing is we're putting oil on a rock, and the rock represents Christ, and we're just leaving it there as a witness. And the best thing I could tell you is to go to the back of the end of the book of Joshua 24:10, and at the end of it, it says, Joshua, put a stone against this oak tree here as a witness to everything that we've said, and it's at the very end of Joshua. So I think putting rocks as witnesses are a good thing, and I think it's biblical.
Well, it's kind of marks the territory, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, you know. And the thing is what we're doing is, you know, many of you know this because you're spiritual warfare people. Trust me, there's witches that are praying against churches. And they're leaving items all over them churches, you know.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to go during church. Just go during the week, wherever it is, you know, and just walk that land, pray that, and pray over whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to over that church.
Amen.
That's what you got to do.
And folks, if you don't have a computer, you want to copy the prayer, if you call the office, give me your address. I will see that we'll mail copy you this coming Thursday. Or if you listen to this rebroadcast up in the Northwest, all over the Northwest, thanks to ACN Network, you just call the office and say, I'd like to have a copy of the prayer Pastor Bush talked about on Tuesday night's program. We will send you a copy right up to you, no charge. Just let us know you want it, and just go out and use it. And if there's only five churches in your community, it's all you can get to, only one. I don't care how many there are. If you can get to one, get to it. Maybe you don't even have an automobile. Maybe you walk to one. But let's do this together. Let's make a pledge that we'll do what we can together. Folks, I am no great anything. I'm just a servant, just as you are. But let's try to do something to make a difference. If you want to copy this prayer, if you can't get it online, please call the office and say, I want to copy the prayer. That's all you say, I want to copy the prayer. We'll get that to you this Thursday coming, or if you call later this weekend or the next week, we'll get to you next week. And if you want it, please just let us know. Just give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Please feel free to do that, and do it. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch.
Yes.
Do you remember back in August, we had a guest at our Bible study, and he mentioned something about there's only 7% of the pastors that are truly walking in God's holiness, which I thought that was even a high number. So what I started doing is I started praying for those pastors and lifting them up. And what I just recently started doing, and only because I don't know if it was in the book of Daniel or one of the other prophets, where they were praying for the nation, asking God to forgive them of their sins, and I started doing that for the church, asking God to forgive them of the sins of adultery, abortion, idolatry, just a few of them. And I'm just asking God to forgive them, because when King Solomon's prayer, he asked God to hear their prayer when they do return, and not so much to hold it against them, but to at least forgive them. And I'm kind of believing that for the church today, because there's so much apostasy in the church. I love the church. I just hate what it's become.
I would love
to go to a Sunday denominational church, which right now I have not a bitter taste, but an uncomfortable taste about them. But I would love to go. But, you know, the apostasy is so heavy in the church today. How do we pray for that? How do we pray against that?
Okay. Okay. I'll let Craig answer. Craig, go ahead.
Well, I think every church probably has something going on in it. And ultimately,
Craig, hang on a second. Joe, can you turn the radio down because you're back feeding the microphone? I'd appreciate that. Thank you. There you go. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay. Well, I think every church has something going on in it, right? And the Holy Spirit knows what that is. And what we're doing is we're just asking that refining fire of purification. Okay. In Isaiah 48:10 says, I refined you not as silver, right? And so this is a very, typical thing in the Bible, right? You know, he's a potter, we're the clay. And what he needs to do, the Holy Spirit needs to do, is get that church back in operating condition. And he's going to know whatever that is. And that's what we're asking for at this location. And we're interceding. And you know what? There might be that church might be so dead, they might not be even asking the Holy Spirit to come in. And you might be the only one there. But I'm going to tell you what, when you have a heart for just like this gentleman does, that moves the Lord's heart. When you have a heart for the things that the Lord cares about, and the Lord cares about his church, he's not happy about it. That's why I saw him weeping over the seven churches, right? And he said each one was doing something pretty much wrong. And he said, if you don't do this and correct it, I'm going to take your candlestick. But he also said, hey, you're doing a couple things right. So not everything's wrong in there, but, you know, that's all we're doing. We're asking for the Lord to refine the property and the church, make it operate for the days ahead.
Okay.
So just relying on the Holy Spirit just to kind of put a little fire on us, like in the book of Acts 2, where we may have to become the mouthpiece for a prayer and standing in the gap, holding back the dark kingdom, knocking down dark kingdom that's coming against that church, or seeking the dark kingdom that's
entered into the church and rebuking it out of church, we may be the catalyst to bring that around too. Is that possible?
In my opinion, yes, I believe that is. I think intercessory prayer is all through the Bible, and I think a lot of times we try to figure things out through our flesh and our, you know, what's the best program or let's think of the best way to do it, and we don't go to God first. Let's go to God first. Let's get the Holy Spirit involved in it, and then let's be able to hear that voice.
Amen.
I agree.
Very well put. Very well put. Anything else, Joe?
Like I always say, get our spiritual house in order.
Amen. All right. Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it. Do appreciate it. And folks, the lines are open. 717-300-1698. Will you join us in trying to do this in your community? If you know, like I said, if you can only do one or two, please do that. If you can do 20, do 20. Whatever you can do, if you feel led to do this, let's do it together in unison. Let's ask the Lord to be glorified in the ones who name his name. Let's ask him to intercede for his glory. And for all those that need to hear the gospel, folks, our nation is dying for the word of God. There's a famine in the land. Right now, not so much for bread and water, but for the word of God. And it's happening right now, as we live, it's happening. Now, this famine started coming many years ago, but it's caught up to us now, big time. I'm amazed, like I said earlier, at the ignorance of God's word and the apathy against God, with God's word. No one seems to really want to know the truth because it makes them feel uncomfortable. It isn't our job to tickle people's ears. It's our job to tell the truth in love and not compromise. And that sometimes can cost, folks. It can cost your friends, make your family mad at you. I know this. I'm only a man. I've done a lot of things that upset people. Didn't mean to. I certainly didn't mean to upset them. But if the truth upsets them, that's not my problem. That's their problem. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, well, you know, on a website, under resources, we have a PDF. You can print it right off to your computer. It's a little trifold, and you can fold it up. And what I do is I take it, and I pray it over to church, and I leave it on the door. Just remember, like Martin Luther did, right? Just say, hey, I prayed this over your church, right? But I'll tell you a quick little story. We were down visiting in Fredericksburg, Virginia, a friend. And I said, well, I'm going to go to church. And then I had my Refiner's Fire thing in, and I went to, you know, Sunday school and to introduce me to the pastor. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know I'm going to pray this over your church. And you can, you know, if the pastor's there, knock on the door, just say, hey, I'm going to pray this over your church. Just want to let you know. And I prayed for him, and he said, okay, well, at the end of service, I'm going to call you up, and will you pray this over our church? So here I'm in.
Amen.
I did, and the people came up, about five or six of them, said, thank you, that was a very powerful prayer, and we just appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us. So I think this is a way to start a conversation with some of the people and make some inroads, you know, because if we stop talking to each other and we start hugging and talking and being the humans that we're supposed to be, the devil's going to just keep us separated.
That's true. That's true. That's divide and conquer is his goal. Christ said that himself. The house divided cannot stand. So we have to, you're right. We might be surprised how many people will agree with that prayer, folks. Maybe many won't, but that's not our call. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's. Let's do what he asks. Let him do with it what he will. After all, he's the one that's in charge. We're soldiers in his army. Let's act like it. Let's walk like it. Let's talk like it. And let's do our best to make a difference while we still have time. Because in my mind, time is running out very quickly. I can't believe the phone lines are so quiet. 717-300-1698. And I certainly hope that people will take this seriously. I hope you'll be people online tonight looking this prayer up on refinersfire2025.com, printing it off and using it for the glory of God. I pray this is going to happen. I sincerely mean that because we need this so desperately. And I know that Craig, you've been out there on the line, so to speak, out in the countryside, trying to make a difference. And what are you seeing? What kind of results are you seeing? Already, you started back in January. That's been a while back. What kind of results are you seeing?
This was a July thing.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. July. Okay.
Yeah, and I just got it. Well, you know, we have an interactive map, so we have people all across the country. Obviously, my job is to be the watchman on the wall, blow the shofar, let them know that this is out there. We already have 165 churches across the country. And like we were talking earlier, if you just got 10 people to do 10 prayers in 50 states, that'd be 5,000 churches. Okay.
But
I'm not, I'm not looking to get, you know, 200,000 churches here. I've turned this over to the Lord like Hannah. When she gave Samuel, the Lord, he said, "Oh, this is yours." I said, "Lord, I'm gonna work this and to your glory and your honor, and you have to take it from here. And you're going to have to open the doors, and you're going to have to open people's hearts if you want this to be something. And we're just going to see what it does." But I honestly believe if you start looking at back all the, you know, revivals and different things, they always usually broke out with some group of people that were praying before the revival broke out. And I think the revival is going to break out, not because we're going to get a lot of blessings in our country, but I do believe we're going to come under the judgment of God. And I think people are going to start asking questions, and I think God's going to be exposing a lot of different things and evil. And I think the Holy Spirit's going to move on people, and they need to go to a Bible-believing church where they can hear the pure word of God.
Well, you know, talk about blessing your own nation. Yeah, the nation perhaps as a whole will not be blessed. But what greater blessing than to see a soul come to Christ, a family reunited, a family united for the first time in a common love for Christ and each other that they never had before. I can only imagine the warmth in a home that just come to Christ, and mom and dad are in one agreement, trying to live righteously before God, love each other, and love the children. And I can just imagine the warmth of the children to see a change in their mom and dad, and know that when they come home tonight, dad's not going to be drunk. They're not going to be cussing each other and fighting. They're going to be together in love for the first time, maybe in the lifetime of that child, maybe lifetime of the home. What greater blessing could there be than that, folks? It's worth walking around a few churches, praying the prayer, asking God to intercede, because somebody in that church may need to hear the gospel of Christ. Somebody walks in may need to hear it. And pray for revival in that church. Maybe by the grace of God, it'll happen in that body. It's not our call to decide what comes out of this. It's our duty to do what we're asked to do. And if you feel led to do this, and I certainly hope you do, there's actually no calling to this as far as having been directed by the Holy Spirit. We've already been told to do this. In the scriptures, we're told to pray. And we can pray for one another and pray for each other and pray over churches. This is not a special calling for all of us. It was for Craig to start it. But all of us can get involved now. So let's not wait for God's will to be spoken in our hearts. We know it's his will for us to pray. Let's do that. What do you say? Again, refinersfire2025.com. You need a copy of the prayer. You can copy it off online. You call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll get a copy right out to you ASAP and then put it into action. We're down with the last couple of minutes here, 3 minutes. So what do you want to say, Craig, in closing here?
Well, I just thought I'd tell you a story. You know, so on July 20th, my wife wasn't feeling well, and so she wasn't going to go to church. I was going to go to church, and the Lord just kind of poked me in my chest, says, "Okay, Mr. Refiner's Fire, go down to D.C. and pray over 6 churches." So I drove down to D.C., didn't know any church. I was just going to go by the Spirit. Pull into this first church, right? I looked up, there's a big steeple in Northwest. Is next to a firehouse. I said, "Well, I kind of like that church because I was fireman there, right?" So I had my Refiner's Fire prayer, my Bible, my rock. I walked outside my 2010 Honda CRV, and as soon as I got out, by the time I got to the back of my car, the fire engine gets a call, and with the sirens blaring, leaves the firehouse. And the Lord told me in my spirit, he said, "You had 30 years as a career firefighter putting out fires. I now anoint you to start fires in the Holy Spirit in my name." Now, what are the chances of having a fire engine get a call when you're getting ready to put the first rock on the first church of Refiner's Fire, okay? I didn't look at that as a coincidence. I looked at that as confirmation of the Holy Spirit. I've also prayed at Fredericksburg and other places. I went to George Washington's church where he did, and I prayed all up and down the churches in there. I have to send it to you, Butch, to do it. There was a prayer garden yard at one of these churches, right? two blocks down from George's church, right? And it had a cross in it, and you could pray out there. I t-
took a picture of my Bible, Refiner's Fire, and I'm not kidding you, I didn't see it when I took a picture on my phone. There is a ray beam of light coming right down on my Bible. So I know that the Holy Spirit is behind this, and I just think if you go out and you actually participate, you're going to know for yourself whether this is from the Holy Spirit, not something from Craig Mickle. And you know what? You know who the best fire starters are? Firemen. Firemen are the best arsonists that you can get because we know how fire spreads in buildings, and we know the best place to put them in there. And so I guess the Lord just used my career as a firefighter, and then he just gave me a check in the spirit, and I just was obedient, and I just did what he told me to do.
All right. Well, Craig, I thank you for what you're doing, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, you and I are scattered. You're in Maryland, a pretty good ways from where I am, 7 or 8 hours anyway. And there are people all the country listening to this broadcast now and later on, scattered all the country. Folks, you're there where you are for a purpose. If this is something that you think you can do, physically do, won't you spiritually get involved and let's do it? And if you can't even get out, you can get to prayer and pray it anyway and put right down names of churches around you and pray for them. If you can't get out physically, you can still join the prayer. Prayer is a mighty, mighty weapon in the name of Jesus. And Craig, thanks again for all you're doing and for what you're trying to do. And if I can do anything else to help you in any way, please let me know.
Well, God bless you. And thank you for letting me just share what God put on my heart. I really appreciate it.
That's no problem, friend. You keep in touch and tell me how things are going.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Thank you. And folks, the phone lines kind of just didn't do much tonight, but I'm convinced people are listening. The ones that aren't listening live now are going to be listening over the weekend in the Northwest and all over the country and maybe around the world. Wherever you are in this world, you don't have to be in America. You know, at a Bible study last weekend, we had a call from Germany. There's churches in Germany also need prayer. Let's pray for the direction for God's people, for his glory. And please don't forget us in your prayers at this ministry, folks. I need your prayers. I'm only a man. I'm just a mortal. I'm getting old in the body. I'm getting old. Ask the Lord to lead me and guide me and teach me his ways. I preached a message this past weekend in Bible study. It's a pretty straightforward message that I didn't get finished yet. It can be it's a hard message. It may make some people mad at me. I don't care. The word of God must be taught. We need to repent as a people. We've all turned the backs on him in many different ways. I said, we all have, not you, we, all of us. Help us if you can, folks, by prayer. And if you can help us financially, we'd appreciate it. I do sincerely mean that also. But by the grace of God, I'll be back with you tomorrow night with our guest, Diana Ketterman. A lot to talk about, folks, so much going on. We need to ask direction and wisdom on how to handle what's happening in our country and around the world. We need to ask direction and strength and courage. Remember, without morality, there is no courage. Without courage, there is no morality. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.